Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energy and the numerology for the forecast for October 2021. Before we get into the reading, I just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you are interested in a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so first we're going to take a look at the overall numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. Then we'll sort of take a deeper dive and take a look at the forecast for your life path number specifically. Okay, so welcome fall or spring, depending on what hemisphere you are, you find yourself in. October ushers in the slower, softer energies of the six. Recently, we were under the influence of the five energy in September, which is much faster moving energy with plenty of twists and turns, as well as sort of profound transformations. It can feel very frenetic. It can feel like a lot of moving parts and a lot of things changing, and it's a big energy. And so stepping into the sixth universal energy throughout October allows for much more nurturing, much more soothing sort of experiences. With this sixth energy, family, home life, relationships, all kind of come into center stage to be looked at, to be experienced, to be worked with. So again, it's just a softer, slower energy, but there can still be a lot of transformations that come from it. So you may find at this time throughout October that new relationships form, okay? You may meet someone, you might find the courage to ask someone you feel a connection towards, you might ask them out. This is a beautiful energy for meeting a new partner. So put yourself out there. I'm a true believer that those souls that we have contracts with in this lifetime, romantic or otherwise, they will cross our path at the precise time that they're meant to. And we're not meant to force that, right? That's just my personal belief. I think that that's going to happen one way or another. That's definitely divine intervention and divine timing. But that doesn't mean that, we can't get out there and enjoy life and mingle and just have fun. So be open to who you meet under this sixth energy, because they may play a bigger, more significant role within your life than you could ever imagine. So this is a great energy for networking and making new friends or acquaintances, feeling that you're part of a greater community, even if it's a membership or an organization online. If it allows you to meet people that you might not have met otherwise because of location or logistics, then go for it. It's a great opportunity, and this is great energy to sort of take the reins in that, to take that, make that move. Sixth energy is a big energy when it comes to domestic and community responsibilities. So you may find that loved ones, need more of your service at this time or more of your energy and your time now. You may find that, you feel called to become more heavily involved with your local or greater community through maybe volunteering or philanthropy or some other means. So you just may feel that other people sort of need you more at this time or require your services or your time, your energy, your resources, whatnot. And that can be friends, family, romantic partners, children, whoever, relationships, and community in a greater sense. Okay. So just keep that in mind. As you move through October, healthy boundaries are going to be very, very important. I talk about healthy boundaries a lot when we talk about six energy as well as nine energy, but especially six energy, just because six energy is so nurturing, such a giving energy, that a lot of times we can sort of get into a space where we're overgiving, where we're over nurturing, right? Where we either become a burden to somebody else or somebody else becomes a burden to us. And so, but that's because we haven't set those healthy boundaries. So keep in mind as you move through October that healthy boundaries are going to be important, they're going to be crucial at this time. It's a beautiful thing to say yes to assisting another person, right? But when we overcommit or we fill our plate too full, then it can begin to feel like a burden, which can lead to resentment and lower vibrational feelings. So when this happens, we begin to lose sight of the motivation behind our initial actions. Something that stemmed from something beautiful like compassion, understanding, and kindness then turns to martyrdom and victimization. And so just continue as the month progresses to check in with yourself. You know, why are you saying yes to whatever this is? What is the motivation? Do you feel emotionally and or physically prepared to handle this commitment? If the answer is no, then saying yes will only lead to resentment or feeling taken advantage of. People may need you at this time, but it's okay to say no if you're not in a space or capable of stepping into that role at this time. So fill your own cup first before attempting to fill another's, as the saying goes. And there's no shame in recognizing that your own cup needs filling, right? A lot of times we want to pretend or feel like we can do it all and we can be everything to everybody, but that's not the case. And when we do that, we're actually hurting ourselves and then we're hurting the other person through that experience. So really, it actually benefits us to be able to recognize when we are depleting ourselves and we need to fill our own cup up first. So if you're noticing that you're running on empty or even that you're, you know, getting close to that, take the time, set those healthy boundaries, check in with yourself and see what are you capable of giving at this point in time and what are you not capable of? And there's no shame in either. You can't give to another what you don't have to give, no matter how much you want to or how much they want you to. So know and honor your own needs first. Also, honor the boundaries of another. If they ask for help, great. But if they decline your assistance, right? Like if you go to someone trying to help or, you know, intervene or whatever the case may be, and they ask you to please not interfere or, you know, that they don't need your assistance or whatever the case may be, then honor that, right? Honor that healthy boundary that they are setting for themselves, you know, without the need for an explanation because it's not personal. So don't make it personal. Okay. Just like you would want that person or other people to respect your healthy boundaries, you need to be sure that you're doing that for them as well. This can also be a time when relationships from the past resurface. So they can sort of come up to be healed at this time, whether that's energetically or the actual physical person re-enters your life for some reason. Pay attention to what surfaces for you this month around past hurts or conflicts or past experiences with another person. What are you still carrying with you that, you know, can now be released to lighten the load? Is there something or someone that keeps coming up? And, you know, where is forgiveness needed? And why is that person coming up? Why is that memory coming up, that experience coming up, right? And like, what does it bring up for you? If it's coming into your awareness, it's coming into your awareness for a reason. And so instead of kind of, you know, continuing to push it under the carpet, let it come up, let it bubble to the surface, explore it, you know, see what it's trying to show you. Because again, is there something or someone that is coming up for forgiveness, right? Is there forgiveness needed? Is there something that you need to take a closer look at to heal so that you can release whatever this is and not carry it with you? This is a beautiful energy for really exploring what it is that you continue to carry with you that has well gone past the expiration date. Carry the wisdom of the experience with you and what you have learned from that experience, but not the actual burden of the experience. That makes sense. Okay. This is going to be a time where, again, if these past experiences show up and they trigger some kind of emotional response within you and they're not going away, they're staying within your awareness, there's something there that needs to be healed, that needs to be recognized, that needs to be worked through. And so honor that and see what you can come up with. And also, pay attention to the wisdom that you extract from that, because that is what you're meant to carry with you forward. That is what you're going to use in these next chapters that you embark on, right? So this sixth energy can also bring to the surface those things within the current relationships that need maybe, you know, to be highlighted or need to be worked through or recognized or brought into awareness. So is there something that you and a partner, a friend, a colleague, or whomever keep sweeping under the rug and you're not discussing it because it's just easier to avoid it than to have an open and honest conversation about whatever this is? If that's the case, then you may find this month that that elephant enters the room, sits down, and doesn't budge until you take the responsibility for working through whatever this is. No matter how challenging, no matter what the outcome may be, it's coming into your awareness for a reason, and it needs to be recognized and worked through so that you can move on from it, so that it's no longer taking up space within your energy, within your emotions, within your mind. You can work through it. Again, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what the resolution is, but sweeping it under the carpet is not resolution. That's not going to help you to move forward. Okay, so that sums up the energy for the collective for October. So let's take a look at your personal life path number now. Life path 11-2. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all, and you got killer whale. So this is interesting because I feel like for the month of October, there's kind of a lot going to be going on for you all. I feel like this could be a little bit of a hectic month. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of opportunities for you to use your creative and logical mind to figure out a situation. It's kind of like if you think of the killer whale, like they're very smart beings. They will come up with just ingenious ways to sort of get their prey. They will work together. They'll use very like things that haven't been seen before in that, in the animal kingdom to, again, be able to get their prey. And so it's using the sort of their smarts, their intelligence, but also their instinct. And so their intuition, right? And so there's going to be some things I think this month for you all where it's like, you need both. You definitely need both. You need the logic, the knowledge, the wisdom, but then also the intuition to be able to figure out whatever this is you're trying to figure out, to be able to do things a little bit differently than maybe you have been doing it in the past, to therefore get different results. You see what I'm saying? There's something that you're trying to tackle that you need to go all in on. You need to, like, again, use your smarts, your intelligence, but also your heart center, your intuition to figure out whatever this is. There's also this energy, again, around working alongside of others, like working with others, which is, you know, at the heart of your energy is that two energy, right? Like that is your life path number. And so two energy is all about balance, bringing people together, being the mediator, not divisiveness, not pushing people apart, not, you know, putting fuel on the fire to again, create that divisiveness. So I feel like there's also going to be something this month that really brings into your awareness the need to step into that two power. And then as an 11, that of course is even like elevated. And so, but you're going to be feeling the need to, it's almost like there's something where you are just exhausted, like your energy is just constantly depleted from participating or showing up in a particular way that hasn't felt organic for you and so, or true to your nature. And so there's going to be something where you're going to be sort of forced to step into that two energy of working with others, even if you don't see eye to eye with them. And that's even more challenging, right? To be able to do that. And so I just see like you using the wisdom of the killer whale to be able to not manipulate to get what you want, but to like mediate, to bring people together so that as you work together, you can create something much more sustainable and magnificent than if you were working apart. You see what I'm saying? And so it's going to be something where you could make whatever this is happen on your own, but it would be much more effective and much more expansive if you were working with other people on this, if you were collaborating, if you were like again, using your wisdom to see eye to eye, or at least like to be unbiased about whatever this is. You see what I'm saying? So it's really coming in strongly with killer whale. And I can also see this throughout October for you all in the energy. So just keep that in mind. If you, you know, if killer whale sort of resonates for you this month, then maybe even do a little bit more research on your own and into the spiritual meaning of killer whale, right? Like, it's not about like the being aggressive to get what you want or manipulating or trying to overly influence others to, you know, to join your side or to do what you want them to do. To step into your two energy, you're using that intelligence and power and strength of the killer whale to be able to, you know, keep your emotions in check so that you can work with people on a bigger scale, if that makes sense. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so starting the month off, I broke the month down into 4 weeks for you all, and we start the month off with this kind of this energy for you all as that this is a checkpoint. This is what I kind of getting is like, you need to check yourself at the door, right? And really, you know, as you enter into October, you need to do some self-evaluation here and just check to see where you feel out of balance, where you feel out of alignment, where it is that, you know, I just get this image of like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, where it's like, you know, if he doesn't keep the oil on himself, then he gets like stuck. You know what I mean? He gets like rigid in his movements and that sort of thing. And so it's just kind of that energy where you just need to check yourself and oil yourself up. You just need to put the oil in the places that you need it at this time to keep you, you know, moving freely and openly. But this, the beginning of the month is just kind of this opportunity for you to take a really close and honest look at how you're showing up in the world, how you are participating in the world, how you are showing up to relationships, how you're showing up to yourself. That's the key point, right? Is like, because the external really is just the noise. It really comes down to like how you are, you know, how you're viewing your own self and how you are sort of taking that view and bringing it into the world. If you can see what I'm trying to say here, it's like, this is a checkpoint for you just to see, is how you're showing up the way you want to be showing up? Is how you're contributing the way you want to contribute? You know, are your beliefs in line with your inner truth? You know, all those things. This is a checkpoint, and I feel like you really need to take this time to pause and really do some self-reflection and some, you know, recalibrating if you need to recalibrate and some modification if you need to do some modification, but only you will know, and you'll know what feels in alignment, right? If something doesn't feel good, then it's probably not in alignment. There's probably some adjustment that needs to be made there. There's something that needs to be modified or fixed or overcome. You see what I'm saying? And so this is going to be a time for you to really focus on that and to really do the work you need to do, or at least initiate the work you need to initiate to start to alleviate any of that tension, any of that, anything that feels out of tune, okay, or anything that needs oil. Then we move into the second week, and this is interesting because I'm definitely getting this energy again of going within, you know, really doing some soul searching. I feel like the beginning of the month for you all is a lot about like self and like self-reflection, you know, just honoring thyself and really going within, just doing a lot of self-reflection and contemplation, just to make sure that, you know, you are on the path that you want to be on, that feels good for you, that the actions that you're taking are in alignment with, you know, your soul and like what feels good for you and what brings you joy and what brings you happiness. But there's also this level of like patience. And so I'm really getting this message, like patience with self. Like, you might do this self-evaluation and be like, okay, I don't feel this is in alignment. This is out of alignment. This is out of alignment. Don't expect yourself to be able to sort of recalibrate those things like immediately. It's going to take time, right? The first step is the awareness, recognizing, okay, this doesn't feel good. So I need to take the initiation to, you know, make adjustments, but just understand that that's not going to happen overnight. But the awareness, it's like once you become aware of it, you can't become unaware. You see what I'm saying? It's like you've opened that door. You can't close it now. You can just kind of step through before you can close it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also getting really heavily around patience as well. Also, for some of you, if there's anything around money that you're waiting on, so if there's like some big investment that you're waiting on coming through, some big funding, anything like that that has to do with money, I feel like that's going to be coming, but you need to have patience because it's not ready yet. Also, if there's something that you've been working on and you haven't seen sort of the fruits of those labor, that labor, just know that it's coming. It's still in like the growth process. You see what I'm saying? There's still things happening behind the scenes that you don't have access to or don't need access to, but just know that it's percolating. It's on its way. So patience is going to be really, really important for you all around the second week. That can be patience with other people, definitely patience with yourself, patience with circumstances, just patience, patience, patience. That's going to be the key word for y'all. Third week, definitely seeing this sort of hectic energy coming in. Things feel like they could, like kind of like you're walking on like one of those, like a high wire, right? Like if you've ever seen people do the high wire act, it's like you're walking on a high wire and below you is this raging sea. And it's kind of like you've got to really find your balance here or everything's going to go to shit. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like that. It's like this is where I feel like, you know, the third and the fourth week is where I really feel killer whales energy coming in. I feel like there's this need to find your center and then maintain that center no matter what's happening in the external world for you. And this is going to take a combination, again, of your intuition, your following from your heart center, your compass, and that intelligence and that wisdom, right? And so in figuring out how to make it work for you, this feels like a situation where it's like, I'm thinking of like a spider web, and the spider web has been created, right? Like a spider will create a web. It'll use that web to attract its sustenance, right? Its food. And then that web will eventually, you know, maybe get ruined by the wind, a storm, whatever, or it'll disintegrate, and they need to create a new web. And each web looks a little bit different, right? It's kind of like a work of art. It's their masterpiece. And I feel like the old web for you is disintegrating. It's falling apart. And it's meant to be shed. And you're now in the process of creating a new web. And this is something that's cyclical, right? It's something that will continue throughout your life, creating new webs and releasing the old webs. And so there's something about this that's like, this is you're creating your own environment at this point in time, right? Like and you're attracting who it is that you want in that environment and what it is that you want to see in the experience. And so I feel like you're in the process of releasing an old web and creating a new web, and that can create chaos. That can feel incredibly overwhelming. And so again, it's about finding your balance on that high wire as you release the old and create the new. And create is the key word. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to do it, right? If you don't do it, you go without a web. And so I just feel like you're in sort of the middle of this right now, again, where it's like you're in the process of realizing you need to release the web, or you're starting to see it disintegrate, or it's already disintegrated and you know you need to start the new web. But I kind of see you like in the middle of that and just finding your balance between those two worlds at this point in time. Obviously, you'll get to the point where that new web is completed and then things will calm down and start to feel much more, like I said, much more calm. And so it's just a matter of like, while you're in this sort of center space, just keep going, keep doing what you're doing, and, you know, make sure that the web that you're creating is the web that you actually want to live in for a while. So definitely a lot coming in around balance and, just using your intelligence, your logic, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your heart center to make sure that you're creating what it is that you want to create. The fourth week, this is interesting because I'm definitely seeing, again, that killer whale energy coming in. I'm seeing that two energy come in. This is going to be a time where, again, you have a choice to make. It would be really easy for you to get involved with conflict, with chaos, with debating, with other people's opinions, with, you know, the list just goes on and on of like that sort of toxic, chaotic energy. I feel like there's going to be an opportunity here for you to get involved in that. And the energy is asking you to pull yourself out of that, to become the observer of the situation and not to participate in whatever this is, to seek out the peace as opposed to the discord and not feed into the discord. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're part of the discord, you're contributing to that and you're making that grow, right? Like it's kind of like whatever you choose to feed into is what, you know, adds fuel to that fire. So if you're fueling peace, then that's what you're putting forth in the collective. If you're fueling discord, then that is what you're putting forth in the collective. And so this is going to be an opportunity, I think, for you to figure out, like we were talking about with killer whale energy, how to really work with other people that maybe have different ideas than you, different perspectives, different truths, because every single one of us have our own unique truth, period. That's just the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and some of our truths, you know, come together and some of them clash, but it's an understanding that we're all entitled to have our own beliefs, our own truths, right? And we're meant to follow those in this lifetime. That's part of our journey. And so it's kind of like not getting wrapped up in other people's drama, not getting wrapped up in other people's conflict, you know, and that goes for the collective as well. What do you want to feed into? What do you want to contribute to? And what does that look like for you? What does that mean for you? Because as an 11, you are meant to be the inspirational leader. So it's like all eyes on you. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like no pressure, but really it's kind of like where you are putting your energy is where you are inspiring others to put their energy. So if you are putting your energy towards, you know, judgment, shame, hatred, anger, whatever, you're inspiring others to do the same. And that includes like, you know, the younger population too, like children or whatever. You are inspiring people to sort of follow your lead, I guess, in a sense, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, we all have our own journey, but it's kind of like as 11s, you all have this powerful energy about you. And so there's, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And so it's kind of like you, if you choose to contribute towards something of a higher vibration, then you are inspiring others to contribute towards that as well. That doesn't mean that you can't get this, you know, you can't get powerful results by contributing to something high vibrational. Of course you can, right? You're actually then getting the results you actually want to see as an 11 and as a human, right? And part of the collective. But it's like if you are letting your emotions and everything take over and ego take over and be in control, you can easily fall into the other extreme of contributing towards the lower vibration of the 3D plane and that more dense energy. And then again, that's what you're inspiring others to do. That's what you're putting out there. So I feel like for you all, again, as 11 twos, there's a great responsibility there to show, you know, to present yourself, to show up in a way that is inspiring, right? And so it's kind of like, you know, that sounds like a lot of pressure and, you know, it is, but it's also what you sort of came here to do. And so it's definitely possible. And, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done before you step into that 11 energy until you're able to do that. And that's okay. But I think you're going to have an opportunity at the end of the month to really, for it to really be highlighted for you where maybe you're showing up that's not authentic to you, to your soul, to really your higher calling. You see what I'm saying? Like it might give you satisfaction in the moment if you're fueling that 3D denser energy. You know, if you're contributing to that, but it's not sustainable. It's something that's eventually going to just burn you out or just bring in the aggression and continue to bring in the aggression. And so again, with killer whale, it's like with that, just even with the name killer whale, right? Like we think of something aggressive and, you know, it's a predatory animal. So, you know, we automatically think like, you know, negative, but the reality is it's like, they're incredibly intelligent beings. And it's like they actually work together. It's like if they work against each other, they end up working in solidarity and they don't contribute. They don't accomplish as much. You see what I'm saying? It's like the pod goes hungry. And so it's kind of like with your energy, with 11-2 energy, really think about how you're contributing, how you're showing up, who you're inspiring, how you're inspiring. You know what I mean? It's like, are you inspired? Because in order for you to inspire others, you have to be inspired. And it's really hard to be inspired if you're in a lower vibration, right? So anyway, I hope that makes sense. But I just get this energy around the last part of the month where it's like, you have a choice to make here. You can continue to or start to contribute towards the conflict, the chaos, the discord, or, you know, in the divisiveness, or you can contribute towards bringing people together, the peace, the harmony, the, you know, being the mediator, being the one who's unbiased and who really sees all sides and then comes to the table with wisdom as opposed to whatever. You know what I'm saying? So again, it's in working together, collaborating, using your strength, your ingenuity, your power to really create a system or an opportunity to get people to work together and that brings people together. So no pressure. But no, ultimately this comes down to you. You know what I'm saying? And like what feels good for you. If it feels good for you to contribute to something chaotic, go for it. You have 100%, you can make that decision. You get to decide. But if that doesn't contribute to your life, if that doesn't bring anything in for you that feels good, then maybe it's time for an adjustment. Maybe it's time to look at things a little bit differently and pull yourself out of that situation. Take a bigger perspective, take a bigger look at things and see how have you been contributing and how do you want to make adjustments to that contribution? And because you can always make adjustments. You see what I'm saying? So this is really powerful energy for you all for October. I think this is going to potentially be a pretty transformational month for you all, or it could potentially be, especially as you begin to build that new web. And, you know, nothing says that you can't, you know, dismantle that web on your own. You don't have to wait for it to disintegrate or for the wind or nature to change course for you. You can decide, you know what, I don't like this web. I want to change it. And then you can dismantle it yourself and create another one. There's no reason why you can't do that at your, you know, whenever you choose to. So don't necessarily wait for the universe or somebody external to you to do that for you. You get to decide. And I think you're going to have some opportunities to make that decision this month as well. So hopefully this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.